WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Laura Bryan on WRCO FM, Richland Center. It's an on-time morning this morning. Anyway, we have an update at 7, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing. We're at 26 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They've got it. A piece of that plane that blew off a Boeing airliner over Oregon on Friday. Now investigators hope it'll help them as they look into what went wrong. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says a school teacher in Portland found the door plug.
He found it in his backyard. Thank you, Bob. Please, I will reach out to you so that I can thank you myself.
All right. Thank you, Bob, she says. Forecasters warning of a massive storm that's going to hit much of the nation this week. Snow in the mountains in the west, in the nation's midsection too, and in the northeast, among other places. An Israeli airstrike has killed an elite Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon. That's according to a Lebanese security official. And that's not all.
Medics, patients, and displaced people are fleeing from the main hospital in central Gaza as the fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants draws closer. The loss of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital would deal another major blow to a health system already shattered by 3 months of war. Aid groups have withdrawn from the hospital in recent days, saying it's just too dangerous. Witnesses say panic spreading among people sheltering there after fleeing their bombed-out homes in northern Gaza. The Gaza Health Ministry says over 70 bodies and around 100 wounded were brought to the hospital in just the last 24-hour period. Israel says the fighting will continue for many more months as the army seeks to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis says the new year has dawned at a time in history in which peace is increasingly threatened, weakened, and in some part lost. He's also calling this morning for a universal ban on surrogate motherhood, which he called despicable. This is AP News. Donald Trump's talking about January 6th. The AP's Jackie Quinn with what he's saying.
Former President Donald Trump continues to say the protesters who stormed the U.S. Capitol in January of 2021 were peaceful that day. Former President Donald Trump, campaigning in Newton, Iowa on January 6th, says the Biden administration allowing the migrant surge at the southern border is the real insurrection.
When you talk about insurrection, what they're doing, that's the real deal. That's the real deal, not patriotically and peacefully.
But this is what happened at the Capitol in 2021. A whipped up mob. Trump also claims the Justice Department's being unfair to the hundreds of people charged in connection with the riot. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hi, WRCO listeners. This is Heather wishing you a happy new year from all of the consigners and crafters at the Creative Outlet. We're offering handmade crafts, resell clothing, scrapbooking, and needlework supplies to make your new year as creative as it can be. Thanks for keeping your dollars staying in our community by shopping locally at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Few things are more important than family. You can count on your family to be there for you. Just like you can count on the Richland Family Prescription Center to be there for you. Anyone can give you a bottle of pills. The Richland Family Prescription Center gives you a whole lot more. Your health and your understanding of medications is a priority for the Prescription Center. The staff makes sure you and your family are getting the right medications. They're happy to help you and answer questions about prescription drugs, including possible side effects or interactions among various drugs. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. Choosing a pharmacy is a very important decision. When you call or stop in, you always get a person who understands and cares. The Prescription Center would be honored to be your pharmacy. Ogden Nash said, "A family is a unit composed not only of children, but of men, women, an occasional animal, and the common cold." Trust your family to the Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
26 degrees at WRCO. It is now 6 minutes after 7. We will give you the gory details of the weather forecast coming up.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Today, cloudy and fairly mild, yet a high of 35 degrees. The outlook for tonight, breezy with snow by late evening, between 1 to 3 inches possible, looks like a low of 29. Tomorrow, snow heavy at times, an additional 4 to 6 inches of snow expected, a high of 34. The outlook coming up for Tuesday night, 23, an additional 1 inch possible, bringing storm totals to 6 to 10 inches. There could be some isolated higher amounts. A winter storm warning will be in effect for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties beginning at midnight, and for Iowa and Sauk counties beginning at 6 tomorrow morning. 31 for Wednesday. See, we're not done yet with that snow. It looks like 1 to 2 inches possible Wednesday night into Thursday. Thursday, 28, and then Friday, 26, with several inches of snow likely. Right now, WRCO Studios, it is 26 degrees. Are you ready for the snow? Run and hide, run and hide.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run, and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage, she loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves cranking 89 Alabama, kissing boys. Young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. As long as pawn shops sell beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where it plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage. She loves this southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside. Loves cranking 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot. Lighters. Good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Tank of gas, some blue eyes, and some beer in the back. Falling way too fast for a southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside was cracking 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot. Lighters, good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Here's to old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday.
Chris Young, Young Love, and Saturday Nights here on WRCO Radio. Good Monday morning, 11 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. A good win for the Packers yesterday. They controlled in a lot of categories. I was a little nervous. They kind of left some point possibilities out there, but that's the way it goes. I just kind of kept quiet down there in Sextonville. It was kind of a chilly night in Sextonville last night. This is Gabby Barrett.
Got the sun setting down on the grass in the yard. Got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching fireflies in a jar. Quiet house. It's Bible verses in the kitchen like it's holy ground. Living right don't cost a thing. It's slow roll of a porch swing. It's dogs running while the birds sing. It's you picking that sixth string. This is as good as it gets. I don't know what I would change. I love this life that we live. I love that smile on your face. No, we ain't gotta look back at all those pictures and frames and wish it'll stay the same. Cause right here, right now, I say these are the glory days. Oh, these are the glory days. These are the glory days.
made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through, and I need you. 'Cause God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say it's true. A divine conspiracy that you, an angel lovely, could somehow fall for me. You'll always be love's great martyr, and I'll be the flattered fool, and I need you. Yeah, God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say.
Blake Shelton on WRCO Radio. Well, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, you may not learn anything. Old Hank Bray is coming in just a bit. Also, our birthday and anniversary salutes for a Monday morning. We'll salute some folks born on the 8th of January.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Residential apartment living at Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with a sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. Jean Burkett knew all along that Schmidt Woodland Hills would be her eventual home.
I just thought, why don't I move while I'm hale and hearty and can make the decision and enjoy life at Schmidt?
It's been a great transition for Jean.
The thing I love about Schmidt is we can be as involved in the dining room or with the activities, or you can shut your door and be as private as you want to and read your book. So it's been a fine experience for me.
If you're wrestling with the decision, Jean understands.
It is hard to leave your home, and you're leaving your memories of your children growing up, but those are still in my head. I'm very happy that a lovely family is in that house now, and I'm where I am. I'm safe, and I'm comfortable, and I'm happy.
Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. It's more than living. It's living well. Call 647-8931.
Is it too late for me to become physically active? Should I take special precautions? Hi, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. More and more older adults are proving that you are never too old to exercise. When starting a program, you should take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning an exercise program. Don't try to do too much too fast. Exercise in an intensity appropriate for you. Pick activities that are fun, that suit your needs, and can be done year-round. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. Take more time to warm up and cool down before and after a workout. Stretch slowly. Simon's Recreation Complex is a participating member of the Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs, which are leading fitness programs designed specifically for older adults. Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active incorporates the above precautions in all of their exercise classes. Call or stop in today with your Medicare supplement insurance card. You may be eligible for a free membership to Simon's Recreation Complex, including all classes. Stop by today and learn why many of our adults refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Let Simon's Recreation Complex show you how to increase your energy levels while decreasing the aches and pains of aging. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
Blood donors give of themselves to help others, and research shows that all of us will need the help of a blood transfusion sometime in our lives. If you have piercings or tattoos, you can still donate blood, though you may have to wait a year after your last piercing or tattoo before donating. If you're interested in learning more about your eligibility, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics. It takes all of us. Sign up for our next blood drive today.
They have everything you need, from useless knowledge to information you can't live without. It's time now for the Roundup
with Phil and Hank
on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the always free Civic Media app.
Right on in
raw. Thank you, Adam Hess, for that inspiring introduction.
I tell you what, he just gets you going, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He's got that neck.
Yep.
How you been, Hank?
I'm good, buddy. And you? How was your weekend?
Oh, we're doing great.
How was the house in Sextonville?
Well, it was a little chilly out there. Yeah.
Yes. It's going to be this week.
Yeah, it is, with a lot of snow. Yeah.
So if you need a place to stay, Bo maybe has a place to stay.
Sleep on Bo's pull-out bed or something.
Yep. No
anyway,
comment.
Yeah. So. Anyway, yeah. Well, you know, I spent the day. So the neighbor kid came over and wanted to play. Throw the football around. So I spent the first quarter throwing the football around.
Right. You know, kind of. You're probably sore.
Yeah. Check my phone every once in a while. Bears are up 3-0. Like, oh, I'm going to stay out here and throw the football a little longer, you know. And then when the Packers scored, then I was like, hey, what's going on in the game? You know? And,
Did you hear the doors locked behind
you? I was scared though, Hank.
I tell you what.
And now this, I don't like fans that rant after a win.
I don't either.
I'm not convinced that Anders Carlson is our kicker.
No, you know?
I've said that all year.
Yep,
I said in the summer, Mason Crosby, come on.
Yep.
You know, he can't kick into the end zone. I don't care. He can kick extra points and field goals, right?
Yep. Well, but Mason Crosby will probably get cut by the Jets today.
No, a Giants.
The Giants,
Yeah, right.
Because he did not look good the last 2 weeks. So
Carlson is like a college kicker. Yep. You know, I mean, college kickers are not always that accurate. You know,
no, he
flip a coin.
He's got a great leg. He's got a great leg. He's just very inaccurate.
I've said all along, and if it comes down to it against the Cowboys where we need a field goal at the end and, you know, he misses, I'm going to say, sip, I told you so.
Yep, I told you so.
I said it.
Boink.
Well, I hope it's that close.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope.
Well, anyway, hey, Friday night, I got to tell you a story.
All right.
Friday night, I went to Ithaca to do a basketball game, girls' basketball game. Who were they playing?
Seneca.
Yes. Anyway, I walk in there, and this young man, nice-looking guy, walked in, and he goes, and I said, "Are you the game manager?" He goes, "Yes." And he goes, "I'm James Nee."
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I'm going, "Huh?" I said, like, he goes, "Yeah." Uh-huh. Like, Phil's son.
I was going, he has that reaction, I think.
It's like, "June, you've done a great job." What a, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. What a good young man. Seriously. Oh. And guys, this is, I know it's not Roundup yet. It's not the Chet's chuckle yet. This is all seriousness. But what a good young man.
Well,
seriously.
Thank you.
So, I mean,
I can't take the credit.
What a great young man. And I'm not kidding you. He's got his stuff together. He's I believe he's getting ready to get married or
building a house.
Yep. I mean, he's got a great job. Good kid. God, kudos to him.
Yep.
That's awesome. So, but what a refresh. I mean, my knee is like refreshed.
Wow.
Wow,
that's good. Thank you.
I mean, my belief in the knees is refreshed. What a good young man. And I'm not kidding you. So you and June did a great job on that kid.
When I was his age, I was I couldn't figure out basically how to.
You're still in trouble from that. You're still writing sentences from that era.
Yeah, I know it.
But what a good young man. Also, there was another post. Did you hear what Viroqua done with Ben Hipsch? Did you hear about them?
I did not hear that.
Did you hear about them dressing up in Ithaca school colors, and they have with coaches for cancer and all that?
Viroqua did that?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is unreal.
Yes.
And kudos to them. I believe it was Viroqua. Was it Westby? I can't remember. One of those, but I believe it was Viroqua. I can't remember. I don't have. I've just read it. And you know what? There's good people everywhere.
Yep. Absolutely.
I mean, I understand that we hear about the bad stuff, but there is good people everywhere. And you know what? Kudos to those kids. You know, I'm sure some of them had to buy purple.
Mm-hmm, probably.
But you know what? That is an amazing story. So,
yeah. And it's larger than the game. That's
it
sure.
is without you know, question.
A lot of life lessons.
Yes, they are.
High school
and,
sports.
And you know, what an amazing, I am so proud to be from this area.
Yeah.
So
well said, Hank.
So anyway. Anyway,
who are you picking in the national championship game?
Honestly, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm an anti-Big Ten, so
really?
Go Huskies. So, and I don't think they're going to win. I think J.J. McCarthy and
pretty tough.
And the Wolverines are real. Their defense is just amazing. Mm-hmm. But you can't pick out the new quarterback for the Bears and Michael Penix. So.
Oh, new quarterback. be careful.
I know.
Careful.
Sorry, June.
Be
but
careful.
But you know, there was a couple plays yesterday that is just like, you know, because they traded two touchdowns for two field goals. That was the difference.
Mm-hmm.
If they wouldn't have, the Bears would have won. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But speaking of your wife.
I'm sticking up for her a little bit because put yourself in the shoes of a Bear fan, you know. And the thing of it is, too, I will give her this credit. She's always stuck by it.
Yes, she has.
Gotta be
yes,
pretty,
she has.
It's hard to
yep.
do.
Yep,
it's
she
really
has.
Hard to do.
So, but, you know, you never laugh at your wife's choices, Phil.
Yeah. I know where this is going.
Yeah, because you're one of them.
I know.
So that'll start Chuck's chuckle.
Bad football team, bad husband.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, I saved that one for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I highly resemble that statement. All right. Were you in Alabama over the weekend?
Were they trouble down there?
Well, there were. Yeah, police say a man crashed his car outside a Bass Pro Shop, then stripped down to his birthday suit, and then plunged into the giant aquarium inside the store.
Oh my gosh.
Leeds Police Chief Paul Irwin said the ordeal happened Thursday night in front of shocked shoppers. They say the 42-year-old man did a cannonball leap into the aquarium and then stood there under the waterfall.
He's got his monthly shower.
He eventually climbed over the side and was apprehended, of course.
You know what's funny? I was at Bass Pro yesterday. Cabela's yesterday.
Really?
Yeah,
you didn't cannonball into the aquarium?
I left my clothes on.
Oh, you did it fully clothed.
Yes.
Oh, I can see that.
Yes. No one wants to see this beached whale.
Oh, what do you do, Hank?
What do you do,
What
buddy?
Do you do?
Hey, what did the magician say to the fisherman?
I don't know.
Pick a card.
Any card. Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feet, Seed, and Such. Got anything better?
Well, have you heard of the new sport, quiet tennis?
Quiet tennis.
Yes. It's like tennis, but without the racket.
On that note, we'll be right back. Yeah.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. We are excited to be a supplier for Next Level Super Premium Dog Food. We have a variety of dog food fit for every dog's nutritional needs. Stop down today and let us share with you the benefits of Next Level Dog Food. And as always, you're looking good today.
Hank.
Yes, sir. What do you got now?
Why wasn't the geometry teacher at school?
I don't know.
They sprained their ankle.
My goodness.
Boom. Sixth grade comedy.
Yep. Hey, Sunday I was in here working, and I heard our printer was playing music? It plays music.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I realized the paper was jamming.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
To the person that invented zero, thanks for nothing.
Yeah, thanks for Yay! Nothing. Yes. Hey, what kind of teacher never toots in public, Philip?
I give up.
A private tutor.
Hank.
Do you have any more?
They've been going over like a lead balloon.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah. Calm down, ladies. Calm down.
I was carrying a 9-foot book the other day, Hank.
Uh-oh.
Someone asked me what I was doing, and I said, it's a long story.
It's a long story, yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sixth grade comedy club.
Hey, my mama didn't raise no fool, Philip.
She didn't?
Mm-mm, if she did, it was my brother.
Hank.
Well, how much does a pirate pay for his ears to be pierced?
I should know this, but
you should. A buccaneer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, anyway, local man is addicted to brake fluid, Phil. Did you hear about this story?
Yeah, I heard that. He's having trouble stopping or something?
No, he can stop anytime he wants.
He can stop anytime he wants. Okay.
Well, for the kicker, Philip.
Oh, you got a kicker?
Yeah.
All right. That wasn't it.
No. Little Johnny asked the teacher, can I be punished for something I haven't done?
Really?
The teacher's shocked. Of course not, Johnny. That would be very unfair. Johnny is so relieved. I mean, he's like, oh, thank goodness. That's good to know, he says, because I haven't done my homework.
Oh, yes. Boom.
I got all kind of them, Philip.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, that's...
I got all kind of them.
That's impressive.
Hey? Oh, one more for the kicker. All right. Just when you think food cannot possibly call you on your phone, boom. Onion rings.
You should have stopped.
Should have stopped on little Johnny. Buddy, have a great day. Go Huskies. Go get local. You know what? And don't forget, there's snow, ice coming. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store for all your salt and shovel needs.
Got to find the shovel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's coming. If you haven't tracked it, it's coming.
And the problem is, then tomorrow, then Wednesday night, then Friday. Once it gets here, it's going to get cold. Yeah. Everybody that wanted winter, here you go.
Yeah, and it's going to be cold like it is in Sextonville last night.
Absolutely.
Everybody be kind.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes a 30-cow milking herd dispersal from Crawford County, AI sired and AI bred. This young stall barn herd, mostly first and second lactation, sold out in 2020 and started back up 6 months later with heifers. Monthly herd check from Cashin Vet Service, plus fresh cows and two-year-olds. Milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifer, and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday at 11:30.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
This day in history, 1935, rock and roll legend Elvis Presley was born in Tupelo, Mississippi. 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson, in his State of the Union address, declared an unconditional war on poverty in America. And in 2018, Alabama beat Georgia in overtime, 26-23, to claim the college football playoff national championship. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes, number sweet 16, to our much-loved granddaughter, Ella Cairns, from Meme and Bop. And to Ella Cairns, happy 16th. Lots of love from Dad, Mom, Jenna, and Alyssa. Wishes to Trish Duran, happy birthday. Cheers to you on your special day. Love, Donna and Jim Vodak. Happy birthday to Sabrina Muller from Lori and the Guys. Jim Patch, all the best from Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Happy birthday, Patty Lebansky, with love from Mom and Dad Feed. And to Patty, enjoy your special day from Deb, Chris, and Addison. Today, wishes from Bob and Heidi Shear to Patty Lebansky. Greetings from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club to Amanda Harris, Susan Simon, and Tyler Dobbs. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Kathy Anderson and Dr. Louie Williams. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club today. Wishing happy birthday wishes to Aaron Adamson, Catherine Jennings, Peggy Kinney, Cody Martin, Doug Meyer, Tori Nanke, along with Jim Patch, Ryan Rux, Don Shemek, and Grant Sturdivant. From the RC Lions, happy birthday Brandon Mott, Andrew Gilbertson, Ella Marie Cairns, and Louie Williams. Happy birthday wishes again to Patty Lebansky. Hope you have a great day from your brother Tim. Hand-delivering that one by Pony Express today. That's a look at our special events and occasions today.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20? No problem. Spending $10,000? No problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere. Only at JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Virtual meetings, getting the kids ready for school, and off to after-school practice, life keeps us busy. But it's important to find time for the moments that really matter. That's why Gunderson Bosqueville Area Hospital and Clinics is offering expanded local and virtual care options, so you'll do a little less waiting and a little more playing. A little less driving and a little more living.
The movie's about to start.
Gunderson Bosqueville, we're bringing love plus medicine to you.
20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at WRCO, it is 26 degrees. Again, today we're fine as far as travel. Get your stuff done. Get maybe a loaf of bread and some milk. My mom always used to say that, Jim, go get us some bread and milk in case we get snowbound. So anyway, a winter storm warning kicking in around midnight tonight. Tomorrow morning, it looks like Iowa and Sauk County join the fun with a winter storm warning there. High of 35 today, 29 tonight, 34 Tuesday, 23 for Tuesday night. Again, right now, 26 degrees. It's an on-time morning. I would venture to guess tomorrow morning may not be that way. Here's one for anybody celebrating today. Here's Johnny Lee.
Our hearts to each other, to share our love through the years. You've been my wife and my lover, from the joy and the laughs, and all through the tears. And through it all, there's one thing that's still true. The best thing I did was when I married you. Have no regrets if you'd still have me until our life's end. I'd marry you over again. You've seen my best and my worst side. You stood by me through it all, never demanding, just giving, and holding me up whenever I fall. And through it all, there's one thing that's still true. The best thing I did was when I married you. I'd marry you again, do it all over and have no regrets. If you'd still have till our life's end, I'd marry you over again. Richer or poor, for better or worse, giving me more love than I could deserve. Forsaking all others and true till the end, you are my shelter, you're my. I'd marry you over again.
Johnny Lee on WRCO, WRCE. Good morning. As we head toward news time, drive carefully on your way out and about today on this Monday morning. A five-day work week we're facing, well, I guess for most of us. Maybe tomorrow might change the schedule a little bit.
Happy New Year from all of us at Court & Main. We are having 50% off all holiday decor now through January 13th. We are also having 25% off on some of our best-selling candles. Get a great deal on Christmas and holiday decor for your home in the following years. Exclusions do apply. See store for details. Stop in to see us Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News at 7:45 is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. The forecast calls for a 35-degree day today, fairly mild yet. Tonight, breezy with snow by late evening, 1 to 3 inches possible by morning, a low of 29. Tuesday, breezy with snow, heavy at times, an additional 4 to 6 inches expected, and a high of 34. Tuesday night, 23, an additional 1 inch possible, bringing storm totals up to 6 to 10 inches. Higher amounts could be happening as well. Winter storm warning in effect for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland County starting at midnight and beginning at 6 tomorrow morning for Iowa and Sauk counties. In Richland Center, it is 26 degrees.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, in for Joanne Krulatz today. The Richland Center Fire Department was dispatched to a house fire Sunday afternoon around 4:05. The fire was located at 31877 Dog Hollow Road, rural Richland Center. Upon arrival, fire units found fire coming out of the north end of the house by the chimney and also along the ridge cap of the entire metal roof line. Fire crews were able to contain the fire to mainly the attic area and chimney area of the home. There was severe smoke and water damage to the complete structure. No one was injured. 7 fire units and 33 firefighters were on the scene for 3 hours. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Alliant Energy, Ithaca First Responders, and Casanova EMS. Foremost Farms USA, a world-class producer of cheese, butter, and dairy ingredients supplied to national and international markets, has announced its chairman of the board, Rick Berkhammer of Richland Center, has been elected to the National Milk Producers Federation Board of Directors and Executive Committee. As a part of his commitment to leadership at Foremost Farms and industry advocacy, Berkhammer will help shape the strategic direction and policy initiatives of NMPF. His experience and visionary leadership within the dairy industry make him an ideal addition to the leadership team. Berkhammer stated that this is an opportunity to contribute to the growth and development of our dairy industry. I look forward to collaborating with industry leaders to address our challenges and drive positive change. In addition to Berkhammer's appointment, Greg Schlafer, president and CEO of Foremost Farms, will continue to serve as an active member of the board of directors on behalf of the cooperative. This dual representation reinforces Foremost Farms' dedication to industry collaboration and its active participation in advocating for members and shaping industry policy and standards. Foremost Farms remains committed to excellence, innovation, and industry advancement, and the cooperative is pleased to offer the collective expertise of Berkhammer and Schlafer to NMPF. New directors, including Berkhammer, were elected to the board of directors and approved by delegates at the November joint annual meeting of NMPF and its checkoff group partners. A ballot placement drawing will be held this morning at 10 o'clock in the Richland Center City Clerk Treasurer's Office. Two candidates for the office of Richland Center Mayor have been certified to appear on the ballot for the April 2nd spring election. The position of Richland Center Mayor is a two-year term. The candidates are Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley. The deadline for candidates to file nomination papers, declarations of candidacy, and campaign registration statement was at 5 p.m. January 2nd. Wisconsin law requires a drawing of lots to determine the order of the candidates' names on the ballot. The price of gas fell again during the last week with a drop of 7.4 cents. The average across Wisconsin is $2.61 per gallon. This is 23 cents lower than a month ago and over 47 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, is still hopeful the national average will drop below $3. It sits at $3.03 today. He said the demand is sluggish and there's a new rise in gasoline inventories. However, it sounds like you'll need to enjoy the low prices now as the rise in mid-February leading into spring could be bumpy and sharp with increases of 35 to 85 cents per gallon. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department responded to a crash Saturday morning at approximately 10:15 after receiving 911 calls reporting a two-vehicle head-on collision at Highway K near Highway Double K. It was reported there were four injuries. Multiple agencies responded to the scene. The updated report shows that Mark Kramer, 53, and his passenger Amy Kramer, 52, of Clinton, Iowa, were traveling north on Highway K when their vehicle lost control on the snow and ice-covered roadway and struck a southbound vehicle operated by Jeffrey Oakey, 23, and his passenger Allison Forbes, 24, of Prairie du Sac. All four were transported to a Madison hospital with various injuries. It has also been confirmed that speed and alcohol were not contributing factors in the crash. According to a news release from the Dane County Sheriff's Office Marine and Trail Enforcement Team, ice conditions on all area bodies of water are unsafe. Madison area lakes have not begun to freeze over, and it appears it will be quite some time before they do. Retention ponds, drainage ditches, and other smaller bodies of water have thin ice forming on the surface. Snowfall makes it difficult to judge ice thickness, and the Sheriff's Office is asking people to use extreme care before venturing onto any ice. A strange occurrence in the state, an earthquake over the weekend.
Facebook posts on Sunday from the Crandon Fire Department and the Forest County Sheriff's Office referenced the quake near the Crandon Airport. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the epicenter of the 2.5 magnitude quake was 6.2 miles underground and 2.4 miles northeast of Mole Lake. The Sheriff's Office Facebook page said there had been multiple calls regarding abnormally excessive shaking and vibration, but no reports of damage and no injuries. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Psalm Partners LLC, a Denmark-Wisconsin establishment, is recalling approximately 133,039 pounds of ready-to-eat turkey kielbasa products that may be contaminated with extraneous materials, specifically bone fragments. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced on Friday. The ready-to-eat turkey kielbasa items were produced on October 27th and October 30th. The following products are subject to recall: 13-ounce plastic vacuum-sealed packages containing Parkview Turkey Polasa Kielbasa with P32009 and used by April 24th, 24, or used by April 27th, 24, printed on the package. The products subject to recall bear establishment number P32009, printed with a use by date on the front of the package. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide. The problem was discovered after the firm notified FSI. SIS that it had received consumer complaints reporting that pieces of bone were found in the turkey kielbasa product. In addition, FSIS received two consumer complaints regarding this issue. There has been one reported minor oral injury associated with consumption of the product. FSIS has received no additional reports of injury or illness from consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an injury or illness should contact a healthcare provider. FSIS is concerned that some product may be in consumers' refrigerators or freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place which they purchased. FSIS routinely conducts recall effectiveness checks to verify recalling firms, notifying their customers of the recall, and that steps are taken to make certain the product is no longer available to consumers. When available, the retail distribution list will be posted on the FSIS website. Consumers with questions about the recall can contact Keith Lindsay, President CEO of Salm Partners, LLC, at 920-863-5559, extension 1346. Most new and existing members of Wisconsin's Badger Care Plus and other Medicaid programs who are under age 19 can now keep their health insurance benefits for at least 12 months, even if their family's income increases or they no longer meet program rules. This new policy aims to improve health outcomes for children by stabilizing their access to care. States were required to implement this change made by the Consolidated Appropriations Act passed by Congress in December of 2022. Children enrolled in a qualifying program as of January 1st, 2024 will be covered for 12 months starting at their last application or renewal. For example, a child in a household that renewed in July of 2023 will keep benefits at least through June of 2024, even if the household reports an income change. New members under age 19 who enroll in a qualifying program on or after January 1st of this year will also keep benefits for a full 12 months. Once the 12 months are over, they would complete a renewal process to see if they are still eligible. The current qualifying income threshold for children's coverage is 306% of the federal poverty level. Only a few specific events would end a child's coverage during the 12 months, such as the child turning 19 or moving out of state, or a request from the parents to disenroll. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection designated more than 21,000 acres in Green Lake and Sauk counties as new agricultural enterprise areas. DATCAP also designated a modification to expand an existing AEA in Monroe County for more than 20,000 acres. With these additions, there are now 49 AEAs statewide, totaling 1,619,566 acres, covering portions of 30 counties, 135 towns, and the Bad River Reservation. AEA designations are important to Wisconsin's agricultural future and support local farmland protection goals, the agricultural economy, environmental effects, and also the rural prosperity. Landowners within the designated AEAs are eligible to enter into voluntary farmland preservation agreements, committing all or a portion of their farm to agricultural use and maintaining state soil and water conservation standards. In return, they may be eligible to claim the annual farmland preservation tax credit. The Delona AEA, located in Sauk County, includes more than 8,000 acres in the town of Delona. Local governments and partners joined 11 landowners to petition for designation of this AEA. Petitioners in this AEA hope to promote the implementation of the soil health principles and create a community for farmers to support financial and environmental stability. Scenic Ridge and Valley AEA, located in Monroe County, includes more than 20,000 2,000 new acres. DADCAP is accepting petitions to designate new or modified existing AEAs through August 2nd. An AEA designation provides tools to support farmland protection, conservation, and the local farm economy. Petitioners who notify DADCAP of their intent to apply will receive information about workshops, webinars, and other resources to help prepare the petition. For more information on the program or to access petition materials, visit farmlandpreservation.wi.gov.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
In today's birth news from the Richland Hospital, Ellie and Alex Stanek had a daughter, Hallie Lauren. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Stephanie and Zachary Sherman had a son, Wolfgang Barnabas.